Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about using difficult situations as opportunities to grow stronger. Now, I know when we're in a really tough spot, the last thing we're thinking about is, how can I become stronger through this? We just don't have the bandwidth to think about that then, but we can think about it now. The state of affairs in the world on any given day, not just today or in this kind of time, this decade, but always, the world is always in flux. So the state of affairs in the world on any given day, or even our personal struggles, can sometimes set us up for despair. It can cause raised levels of uncertainty, anxiety, loneliness, unhappiness. It can cause us to procrastinate and leave us with a feeling of heaviness. We can use these times, though, to our advantage. We have to go through them one way or the other, right? So we can use these times to get either overwhelmed and take ourselves a trip down the wormhole, or we can bring to mind what we have and what we can influence, and we can use these times to better ourselves and those around us. Either way, we are in the struggle. But our attitude, which affects our physical and mental well-being, can be a 180-degree difference. We can take the attitude that this struggle, this thing that we are in the middle of, is a challenge, and that we can do something, even something small, about it. We can take on the challenge and grow stronger in the process. Again, I want to say, I am not downplaying the struggle you are in. I am not downplaying the state of affairs the world is in at this very moment. That you are listening to it may be very different than the state of affairs of when I recorded it, even. But one way or the other, there was challenge going on somewhere, whether it be in your own personal life or in the world at large. So there are things that we can learn through going through these struggles, and some of the things we can learn in the process are that we can actually learn to focus even when we are feeling stressed, either with our personal affairs or with the world. We can learn that we don't have to go down the wormhole, but we can focus, and we'll talk more about some other things you can do in a bit, but focus is something that we can learn through the process of a challenge. We can also learn that there is joy in the run-of-the-mill days and the ordinary tasks of life. Often we overlook these joys. We just think, oh, it's just another day. You know, it's just another meal to prepare, just another day at the office. No, those moments actually contain real life joy. And if you can learn to access those, your life changes. Each day is brighter. And I have to admit, myself, I learned these things through struggle. In my life, I didn't just make this up or read it in a book and then say, oh, I get it. And I don't expect that that will happen to you either. But I expect that through your next challenge, you may have a light bulb or aha moment of, I can do something different with this than my usual response or reaction. And one of those beautiful things that we can learn is that joy of the everyday mundane life. It's beautiful. And if it takes you a challenge or a struggle to find it, that's okay. You're going to find it. And I'll be glad that you did. You can also learn that through compassion for ourselves and others, we realize that everybody is struggling. So what we are doing here is realizing that not only are we struggling, but other people do struggle also. And we want to have compassion for not just the other people. That seems to be easy to do, to feel for the people around the world that are struggling in their war-torn countries or through their health-related issues. But we have trouble sometimes learning this compassion for ourselves. So I want you to see if you can bring that up also. We can also learn by remembering our common humanity that we can feel more of a connection to others. And they may not be people you're even saying, oh, you know, I feel connected to you, or friend them on Facebook or whatever your thing is. It can just be that you feel a connection to others through your remembering we have a common humanity. And that may come through the feeling of the world is struggling and I am struggling too. We all as humans have challenges. We find also and learn that we can have meaning in our thoughts and actions. We don't just have habitual thoughts and actions, that we can find meaning through what we think and what we do. And we can learn to relax and let go as we remember that this challenge or this chaotic moment in the world, that this too shall pass. Even as big and as ugly as it may seem, this too shall pass.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So how do we begin to use struggle as an opportunity to grow? First, we want to recognize what is happening, not only around us, but also within us. How are we feeling? Do we feel overwhelm, distraction, loneliness, sadness, frustration? Do we feel disconnected, or do we feel anxious? Next, we can check in with our body to see what the body is feeling. How do you feel physically? Where do you feel it? And does it change when you focus on it? Next, we want to bring up our self-compassion. Yes, we are struggling. We are in an emotional or physical pain. And we want to care for ourselves with kindness when we are in such a situation. I know many people who struggle, either are struggling mentally or physically, and are actually hard on themselves for having the mental or physical pain. Don't be hard on yourself. Be as kind to yourself as you would be to a child who was struggling. Next, we can see what kind of way will help us continue with hope and courage. So, what kind of ways in our lives will help us to keep going and feel hopeful and courageous? First would be mindfulness. You know, we talk about mindfulness here a lot. So I want you to take your struggle and look at it through the lens of mindfulness. Be present with it. Don't try to run away from it, numb it, gloss over it, pretend it's not there, or argue about it. Just look at it with mindfulness. Have awareness of what you are feeling and thinking and actually trying to do with the struggle. Are you trying to avoid? So just look at it mindfully. Next, look at it with curiosity. We always want to look at things with curiosity. It really changes the way we see things. Be curious about the pain. Let's use physical pain. Be curious. Like I said earlier, does it change when you focus on it? What is its color if it were to have a color? Is it hot? Is it cold? Be curious. Don't just slap a label of pain on it and let it be that you get angry about that. The third one is gratitude. We want to always remember to feel our gratitudes, to have a sense of gratitude in life. What in this moment, right now, here with me, what can you be grateful for? Is there something that you can pull up right now in your mind that you would feel less happy about if you lost it? Well, that's something to be grateful for. The one I like to bring up every now and then is we can be grateful we don't have a toothache. Like, it doesn't have to be grateful for the beautiful sunset. Yes, some sunsets are gorgeous. Sometimes you don't get to see the sunset. It's okay. You can be grateful for something small. It is the act of appreciation and the gratitude itself that's important, not the size of the thing you are grateful for. And this brings us to meaning. Like, what if everything we did had a sense of meaning? How would that change the way that you behave in the world? So that can be another way that can help you to continue. Everything has meaning. And the next one is wonder. Can you look at the struggle you're in or the moment that you are in, even if it's peaceful, with a sense of awe and appreciation? Can you have wonder about it? The miracle of life, the fact that we woke up this morning, this is beautiful and we can wonder about that. Don't let life get so closed down and black and white that everything goes in its neat little pigeonhole. Like, life is awesome. The beauty, even the mundane, how is it to be? How is it that it is all here? How is it that you and I have connected? I have a sense of wonder about that. And next, that brings me to connection. Can you feel a sense of connection to others? I hope that you can feel a sense of connection to me and feel the joy that I have to bring you these shows, these ideas that are stirring around in my head and crossing my desk. How much of a connection we have. And that brings us to wonder again, right? What an amazing thing that we are able to connect in this way. And how are you connecting to the world around you? And feel that connection and feel the support of that connection. We often feel, oh, I don't have any support and I'm all alone. No, you are supported and connected to life itself. And finally, empowerment. So there is a difference between doing something because you have to do it or you should do it and doing something because you have decided to do it or you choose to do it. So I wonder if you can empower yourself daily by saying, I choose to do this. Or another thing I like to say is, I get to do this. Like, sometimes it's hard to get all the shows out on time and have everything organized. Believe me, there's a lot of little I's to dot and T's to cross over here. But I get to do this. This is, to me, a joy, and I get to do it. As much of a challenge it can be sometimes, I choose to do it, and I get to do it. How would your life be different if you were choosing to do things from an empowered place rather than feeling like life is doing it to you? Life is dictating everything that you must do. Think about it. You do have a choice. So mindfully looking at the struggles and the challenges that life has to offer us, we can begin to avoid that automatic habitual trip down the wormhole. And we can actually find ourselves growing out of these tough situations. And again, I want to remind you that I am not downplaying the struggles and the traumas that life can throw at us. And we all have our own basket of traumas and troubles to carry through life. And I don't downplay it, and I'm not downplaying the state of the affairs in the world today. But the world has struggled. It's always had somewhere on the planet some really tough things were going on. We may not have known about them. Social media has changed things in how we are able to feel the world, because we can be more connected to it in the way that it is brought to us so easily. But life has always had struggles. And I truly believe that when you can choose how you look at these struggles and the challenges, that they will not only enable you to get through them with more grace and ease, but they will make you stronger for the next bout of challenges that may come your way. I hope you have found some hope and some actionable steps that you can take, no matter how small, that move you in the direction of more peace and calm. And now for today's quote. Our very survival depends on our ability to stay awake, to adjust to new ideas, to remain vigilant, and to face the challenge of change. And that's from Martin Luther King Jr. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.